John Thompson was born in Maryland in 1812. His first memory of his enslavement was when his older sister was sold, his mother weeping and sobbing in despair, his sister never to be seen by the family again. Many years after his escape, he wrote The Life of John Thompson, a Fugitive Slave, which was published in 1857. In it, he chronicled decades of brutal treatment, beginning in childhood and continuing to his 25th year, when he decided to free himself of bondage. His path to freedom began in the woods. As a young man, he'd learned to read when he was escorting the plantation's young master to school.
After I learned to read, I was very fond of reading newspapers, when I could get them. One day in the year 1830, I picked up a piece of old newspaper containing the speech of John Quincy Adams in the U.S. Senate. While reading the speech, my heart leaped with joy. I spent many Sabbaths alone in the woods, meditating upon it.
Senator Adams' speech was a response in support of a petition from Massachusetts calling for the abolition of slavery in Washington, D.C.
I found out that there was a place where the Negro was regarded as a man and not a brute, where he might enjoy the inalienable right of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and where he could walk unfettered throughout the length and breadth of the land.
The gift of reading, the power of a speech. Like a mighty tree, an idea takes root. A few years later, John Thompson freed himself from slavery. He traveled north, became a sailor, and ultimately an author. At last, he settled in Philadelphia with his wife and children. The seeds of Thompson's transformation were planted at a specific time and place, in the woods of Maryland, meditating on what it meant to be free.
My name is Belinda Bivens.
My name is Jim Taylor. I was born in Talbot County, on the eastern shore of Maryland, near St. Michael's, about 1846.